When the federal government decided to tear down public housing in Hopewell, south of Richmond, it partnered with a nonprofit company to construct and manage new federally subsidized townhomes. Chantel Brown's mother had a heart condition that made it risky for her to climb stairs, but Community Housing Partners put her on the second floor of a new building.
She died. They found her in a bathroom floor, dead.
That was just one of many complaints received by the Legal Aid Justice Center, where Kim Rolla is a staff attorney.
We obtained copies of a number of notices that told tenants at this newly redeveloped property, the Summit at Hopewell, that their kids couldn't take the trash out or they would be charged a fee, or if their children were left in their apartment without an adult, someone over 18 supervising, that they would call Child Protective Services. That people would receive eviction notices and their vouchers, the subsidy makes their housing affordable, would be taken away if their children played outside without adult supervision. So a lot of things that the Fair Housing Act protects tenants' rights to have their children do.
And Katrina Jones, whose daughter was disabled by a random gunshot fired into her backyard, says the place she was assigned didn't work for someone in a wheelchair. Community Housing Partners offered her $30,000 to move out. Jones accepted the deal, but now finds her rent has risen from $400 a month to $1,400, and her job at Walmart barely covers her costs.
I'm about my kids and family, and the people who's building them home, they just about making money. They don't care anything about what the family going through. Nothing. It was like they found their opportunity and they kept pushing and pushing.
Community Housing Partners, which built the Summit at Hopewell in exchange for tax credits, says it's investigated those claims and found most to be false. There was no evidence, for example, that the woman with heart trouble asked for a first floor unit, although one was available. Andy Hall is chief administrative officer of the Christiansburg-based company.
We launched an internal investigation, which we assigned senior management. That investigation entailed interviews with 10 to 12 current or former employees. We reviewed every single resident file. We even shipped the property computer off-site to have it scanned and tried to rebuild any communications or files or traces of files to see if there was anything that we could uncover.
Community Housing Partners did find evidence of certain policies that were not kid-friendly.
House rules had gotten to the point where we did need to change them a little bit. We worked with Legal Aid, and we did that by February 1st. If residents had contacted us, if they had contacted Legal Aid and Legal Aid had contacted us, we absolutely would have put a stop to it.
Hall says his organization is mission-driven and has developed a number of programs designed to help low-income children succeed.
We invested $1.2 million, and those services typically do revolve around kids, after-school programming, food security kind of programs in the afternoons. Children are key to our mission, and we know they're the future of our communities.
But the Legal Aid Justice Center pressed ahead, filing a number of complaints with federal agencies. The Department of Housing and Urban Development is now investigating, and its findings could prove important to more than 13,000 people who rent from Community Housing Partners in Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Kentucky, and Florida. I'm Sandy Houseman.